Alexander and the Lady, Edgar Wallace. Widely reported to be the most popular writer in the world in the 1920s and 1930s, Richard Horatio Edgar Wallace, 1875 to 1932, earned a fortune, reportedly more than $250,000 a year during the last decade of his life, but his extravagant lifestyle left his estate deeply in debt when he died. The enormous success that he enjoyed in the 1920s and 1930s was unprecedented, with reports, perhaps exaggerated by his publishers, that one in every four books sold in Great Britain during those years had been from his pen. The prolific Wallace reputedly wrote 170 novels, 18 stage plays, and 957 short stories. Precise numbers are impossible to pin down, as many works attributed to him were revised after his death and offered as originals, while short story collections had contents shuffled in and out. He also wrote elements of numerous screenplays and scenarios, including the first British sound version of The Hound of the Baskervilles, 1931. More than 160 films, both silent and sound, have been based on his books and stories, most famously King Kong, 1933, for which he wrote the original story and film treatment. Wallace created any number of recurring characters, the longest-running series being about Commissioner Saunders, representative of the Foreign Office of Great Britain, whose job was to keep the King's peace in Africa's river territories. He appeared in about a dozen books, beginning with Saunders of the River, 1911. Wallace's most popular series featured the coterie who first appeared in The Four Just Men, 1905. There were actually three, as one died before the story begins. They were wealthy dilettantes who set out to administer justice when the law is unable or unwilling to do the job. There were five sequels. Most of his other series characters appeared in short stories published in various newspapers and magazines and then collected in book form. Atypically, the patriotic Wallace also wrote a short story collection devoted to the exploits of Heine, a German secret agent told in first person. Not surprisingly, Heine constantly disparages the intelligence of the British, indeed of everyone who isn't German, and regards the British Secret Service as a joke. Also, not surprisingly, Heine is thwarted in adventure after adventure, almost humorously finding someone else to blame for his failures. Alexander and the Lady was originally published in the October 1918 issue of Short Stories. It was first collected in The Adventures of Heine, London, Ward, Lock & Co., 1919.